We're visiting with Waverly girls basketball coach Ty Piper here on the Area Coach's Corner. And coach, I know 2-4 right now for your girls, and I know going into Christmas break with a loss to Hartford 37-20. What are you learning about your girls?
Yeah, you know, right now we're just learning, you know, that we need to come up with some different ways to put the ball in the basket. That's kind of been our problem so far this year, is we just aren't scoring enough. And so, you know, we took a lot of time over Christmas break to try to figure out some new and different ways, and just to improve in some of the ways that we've been doing of trying to score. You know, and then the second thing that we've been learning is that, you know, we need to play hard all the time. Our bench has been kind of reduced a little bit due to some injury and some other things. And so the girls that are on the floor, it's been a challenge for them. But, you know, I think that they're trying to get that figured out. And we did a lot of work over Christmas break to get that figured out. But I think the biggest thing for us going forward right now is just making sure that we maintain a positive attitude and we keep our kind of focus on what's in front of us and not what's been happening in the past. And so, you know, that's something that we're really emphasizing to our girls.
Who's been your consistent player right now? Who's been consistent for you here since we last talked about a month ago?
Josie Romick's probably been our most consistent player. She's a junior. She's kind of doing everything for us. She had a really nice triple double before Christmas break. She's our leading scorer, leading rebounder, consistently she's probably giving us not only the statistics that she's been providing, but also with the effort and leadership that she provides has been our most consistent. So just been really pleased with her so far, and look for her to continue to bring some of those things to our team here after Christmas.
I remember that triple-double. I remember you had sent me that, and we gave her our Area Athlete of the Week, you know, after that happened against Maranatha Christian Academy. So, you know, what's big about Josie right now? Knowing she's a junior and your leading scorer, you feel like she's kind of taking a leadership role right now?
Yeah, for sure. You know, for the last 2 years, she started as our point guard as a freshman and a sophomore. And due to kind of her size, she's a pretty good mismatch wherever she's playing. And we've kind of moved her inside a little bit this year, and she's done a really nice job of taking that on. It's been a pretty big change for her. And so she's probably our hardest worker day in and day out as well, and sets a good example in terms of that for our younger girls and for everybody. I'm really pleased with that. Her hard work is really starting to pay off in terms of some success on the floor. And then she's probably our best defender too. She gets herself a little bit of foul trouble every once in a while because she plays so hard, but she's done a really nice job of trying to maintain some time on the floor this year, and that's really helped her to grow her game a little bit. And so just been really pleased with how she's handled some changes to her role and to her position, but also, you know, her growth as a leader and growth as a player have been really nice to see.
Visiting with Waverly girls basketball coach Ty Piper here on the Area Coach's Corner. And coach, the 2024 portion of your schedule begins tomorrow night with Meredithine Valley. And then coming up, you have Opie on Tuesday. And then after that, you'll have SEC coming up next Friday. And then you'll have Lebo before the Lyon County League Tournament. So you got some good tests coming up.
Oh yeah, you know, I tell our girls every night is a test in our league, and you know, Meredithine's got a nice squad. They're young, but you know, they're really good and had a good year last year, and they're continuing to have that success this year. So we know that's going to be a challenge. And then, you know, obviously with Opie taking down Lebo before Christmas, you know, Slay's got them going really, really well, and then SEC and Lebo will be really, really tough for us too. So, you know, we look forward to those challenges. We kind of take pride in playing in the league we play in and getting challenged every night, and hopefully we can provide a challenge for the teams we're going to play too. So, you know, it's just really fun to be able to go every Tuesday and Friday and have a challenge and watch our girls, you know, try to rise to that challenge and put their best show on the floor.
Coach, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck tomorrow night with Meredithine Valley. Best of luck next week as you have Opie and Southern Coffee County. And then best of luck on the 16th against Lebo. And we'll talk to you again in 2 weeks.
All right. Thanks, Dylan. I appreciate it.
That's Waverly girls basketball coach Ty Piper joining us here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by the First National Bank of Kansas and Stewart Services, LLC on KVOE, live and local.